Now, another advanced strategy for building rapport is what I call creating rapport hooks. What you want to do is to get people to actually try and build rapport with you. And the harder they have to work to build rapport with you, the more that rapport will be worth to them, and the more they'll continue to work to maintain it later on. Now, how do you get people to work for rapport? Rapport hooks have been designed to get people to ask more questions, to come back to you over and over again in order for you to fill in the gaps. Let's imagine, for example, I was telling you a story and I say something like, "So, arrived at Heathrow Airport, and as soon as the guy saw my passport, he said, 'Mr. Ledkovsky, would you please come with me? We've been waiting for you.' So take me off to a room, and to cut a long story short, I managed to get out there in the end, and I've missed my appointment. So I go straight back to the hotel and think about what I'm going to do next. Now, if you think about it, I've given you pieces of information there that really aren't complete. There should be questions in your mind right now, like, why were they waiting for me? What did they do to me when they took me aside to a special room? What meeting did I miss? And what did I do about it?" Now, all that information was packaged almost casually. The biggest mistake people do in trying to get other people to be interested is they shove information down people's throat. The classic example is the slightly insecure rich person telling everyone how great his Porsche is. A more subtle way of actually getting that information across and having someone earn the right to ask about it would be to say, "Well, so I was there at a party and I offered to give some people a lift, but sadly, you know, I only have one spare seat in my car. It's only a two-seater. So I really couldn't give everyone a lift." Then when people ask what car he has, he can actually present the information as though it wasn't even his idea. It's a much more elegant way of actually giving information. And more importantly, because people have earned the right to have it, it seems that much more important and that much more real. Using rapport hooks can also help you to fractionate rapport. Remember, in fractionation, we are adding a little bit of rapport, then taking it away, adding a little bit of rapport, then taking it away. So how does that actually translate into actual behavior? Well, to a certain extent, you can pay attention to someone, be interested, be focused on them, and then maybe kind of casually get distracted, look around the room, maybe see someone else, and observe whether they try to re-engage you. In other words, trying to strike up the conversation again. If they do, you have already the foundations of rapport, and more importantly, they're working for it. So when you focus on them completely, they will go deeper into that state of comfort and trust than they were before. Rapport hooks are wonderful devices for this, because rather than them sitting there wondering about what do I say next, how can I get his interest back, all you have to do is to ask your question about something you've already mentioned. So for example, if I say to someone, as an example, you might tell people, "You know, I just come back from America and I found this wonderful thing there, a little device that literally allows you to almost read someone else's thoughts. It's a crazy idea. Like, the first time someone uses with me, I thought, these people have to be kidding. How do they do this?" But then they showed me the device itself and how it works, and I suddenly went, "Wow, think of all the possibilities that I could use this in." Now, let's stop there for a moment. If I use this as a rapport hook, the one big theme that's already open is the fact that I've been to America. Now, someone might ask me, "Whereabouts have I been?" If you mention the same about New York, you might say, "Oh, how do you like New York?" So the point is, I'm feeding little bits of information without completing it to allow people to then come back to me with questions. And those questions will allow me to develop rapport now that they've earned the right to have it. And because they've earned the right rather than just being given it, it seems much more valuable and they'll actually go further with it. Remember that you want to fractionate this, so that you'll constantly be pushing and pulling, putting your attention on them, putting your attention on them, and pulling back a little bit, just to see what happens. The more you do this, the deeper the relationship will develop. And it's actually a very, very quick way to get to levels of comfort and trust with someone that, in normal circumstances, would otherwise be considered far too quick.